More than 2 months after Republicans passed that $1.5 trillion tax cut, there are a lot of questions about how the law was written. The Chamber of Commerce has asked the Treasury Department to clarify how the law impacts multinational corporations, among other things. There's some concern about how farmers are taxed under the law and what is being called the grain glitch. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does each Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we'll get to the grain glitch in a second. But first, The New York Times reported on a number of errors and issues with the tax law over the weekend. What's the problem?
The problem is the tax cut was written extremely quickly, and it was finalized in a desperate attempt to get the president to sign it in December so that it could go into effect this year, 2018. The Times likens it to a blitz. I would prefer to liken it to like a college sophomore cramming on a philosophy paper until 3 a.m. And when I did that as an undergraduate, I made a bunch of mistakes in those papers. There were typos. There were lazy inferences. And it turns out that politicians are basically just like undergraduates in this respect. When they write legislation at 2 a.m., they make a bunch of mistakes. And what's happening now is you have a lot of companies and lobbying groups that have had a chance to review the law, to grade the law, and they've come back with their grade, and the grade they're giving is essentially an incomplete. They're saying these politicians, the Republican Party in particular, with the help of Democrats, they need to go back and finish this thing because the law as written is a mess that has a lot of confusing provisions or downright backward provisions for agriculture.
And then let's get to the grain glitch. What is that?
So one of the last-minute edits to this bill was a provision that allows farmers to deduct sales that they make to co-ops, cooperatives, so, you know, food and agriculture organizations that are co-owned by farmers or other members. So what's the problem with that? Like, I've got a co-op down the street from me. It's pretty good. But essentially, this gives farmers a huge tax cut, possibly making some of the largest farms in America completely tax-free. And just as importantly, it's destructive for any agricultural business that's not a co-op because the provision was only put in for sales to co-ops. And so you have a lot of people in the agriculture business that are essentially saying, you can't do this. You are – first, you're making some farms completely tax-free. And also, you are disadvantaging every agricultural business that is not a co-op. And so we need to fix the law.
Now, the problem with fixing the law, according to the reporting on this, is that any corrected legislation would have to go through Congress and get support of Democrats. You write, Derek Thompson, that aside from some of these smaller issues, the narrative about the tax cut is unraveling. What do you mean by that?
So I think Republicans like Paul Ryan marketed this law as principally a middle class tax cut. And what Democrats and liberals said back in November and December of last year is they said, look, this is a 10-year law where the middle class does get tax cuts at first, but those tax cuts get smaller over time and the benefits to corporations are permanent. And in the weeks after the law passed, if you recall, there was this bonanza of bonuses that made it seem like the Republican narrative was absolutely right, that this tax cut was flowing directly to workers. But now with a bit of perspective, it seems like the liberal prediction is coming true ahead of time. The key stat here is that stock buybacks in the first 6 weeks of the year were 28 times larger than the total value of end-of-year bonuses credited to this bill. So essentially what you're seeing is that, yes, there are some middle-class tax cuts that we're seeing, and you know we shouldn't lie or fudge about those. But at the same time, the benefits to corporations are so much larger than the benefits to workers, and that is essentially the opposite of what the Republican narrative was.
Now, Republicans are still arguing that the tax cuts are a success. Here's Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, at a Home Depot support store in Atlanta last week. He said tax reform has led business to invest more and optimism is high.
But I think the thing that we're so excited about is the family relief. The fact that if you have kids, your child tax credit goes from $1,000 to $2,000. The fact that rates are across the board going down so that you will have seen in your withholdings a bigger paycheck. 90% of American workers are getting more pay as of February because of tax reform.
And Derek, people are starting to see more in their paychecks, right?
There's no question. People are starting to see more in their paychecks. And partly it's because of a low employment rate and a tight labor market. But also, in due credit, it's because of this tax bill. There is a middle class tax cut in this tax bill, but it is a temporary tax cut that right. fades over time. And in the long term, this is essentially a permanent tax cut on corporate rates. And essentially, the argument there is that those rates, those tax cuts are going to trickle down. But I do not think that economic history or economic research actually supports that conclusion. So my objection to Paul Ryan's description of the law here is not that he's lying about the tax benefits that Americans are seeing today, but when he says the thing we're so excited about is the family relief, it's important to remember that this tax bill was written explicitly so that that family relief would be temporary, but the benefits to corporations would be permanent.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
And a note on taxes from Kansas, where they passed those huge tax cuts under Governor Sam Brownback that led to a budget crunch and lots of cutbacks at schools. They were repealed. Well, now some Republican lawmakers in that state are pushing for a new tax cut for businesses. We'll keep an eye on that.